Oh, we're already recording, because I'm Bill.
I'm special guest John.
And I'm special guest Craig.
And this is a magic computer that records our voices.
How long has it been recording?
Shortly before I said, oh, it's recording.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not that great.
It didn't catch all the narrator.
The narrator.
John's here.
We're back with a Shaq attack on our insides. We got another variety of Soda Shaq, and he is even more enthused to see us this time around.
Wow.
Look how happy he is.
Substantially more.
He's much happier.
Get closer. Get closer. Get closer.
No,
it recognizes your face.
No, I can't. It was pixelated and it's hurting me.
I don't think that's pixelation. I think that's like the
raster?
Pores?
It's not quite.
It's the comic book kind of
right.
Dot thing.
It's raster.
I don't know what
raster.
That's called. It is? Okay.
Sure.
It's totally that. Made up. Like, they clearly just took a picture of him and filtered it.
Right.
So he's like one of those guys, like, in Jamaica?
All natural. All natural. All natural.
Rastafari?
99 cents.
Yeah, Rastafari.
Great value. All natural.
I'm glad that pun just went
all natural. So this is all natural. It contains 2% juice.
That's a lot of juice.
That is a good deal of juice.
I mean, that's a huge can, so 2% of that can
is like...
That's like 0.2 ounces.
Yeah.
This one does not contain any juice.
And you can't juice a vanilla.
Watch me.
Not with that attitude. All right. But we got the orange cream this time.
Woo!
Yay! Oh, citrus.
Oh, man. That is
forceful.
That was an angry, angry can.
Now, the other can had a white top and a gold stopper. This is just all gold.
Solid
maybe
gold.
Maybe we found that secret golden can.
This is...
Maybe we can
maybe
get
I won.
Shaq
maybe I won and got to meet Shaq, and I didn't even realize it.
This is the same color.
It's a little oranger.
A little more orange.
It's
a little more opaque.
Subtly. That's a 2% juice.
For fuck's
sake. That opaque juice.
I'm not pouring my own soda here. What is this?
Greatness.
Okay.
Look at that head. The head's a little less weird.
You let Creighton pour his own soda, and then you complain about how much he pours.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that smells orangey.
Hold on. Off camera.
Bill's removing all the mucus.
Alright.
It worked.
Ooh, it smells just like orange soda, like you would get from McDonald's.
There's a little bit of vanilla in there.
Yeah, some orange creams are cream with a hint of orange, some are orange cut with a little bit of cream. I think this is
very orange.
Yeah. I mean, it's got 2% juice in it.
It's true.
Is that juice with 2% fat?
Yeah, I was
like
gonna
milk?
Make that same.
Alright.
Well, you can't get
because you know the juice fat.
You can't
I
get the orange
skim
oil.
Juice.
That sounds awful.
It does. I mean, it's got no pulp.
So whole juice would be all pulp.
Wait, hold on a second. Look at the carbonation on the sides of Creighton and I's glass compared to John's.
You poured it too harsh, Bill.
John's bubbles are gone.
You poured it so harsh.
I was so mad. All right, let's get angry at our mouth.
All right.
No, sir. Don't like it.
Yeah. The cream just cuts out the orange.
It's like bad orange juice.
It tastes a lot like the orange soda that you would get from McDonald's, too.
Only at a school function where they give you the mix and it's super watered down so they can make enough for everybody.
Right. Yeah, it's like they put that into the vanilla cream. Although this has... No, I was going to say this has less of the chemical thing that was going on.
I'm getting more aftertaste. My tongue knows what's going on.
It's because you cleared your nose.
It is.
Scores are...
I still haven't cleared my ear. I've been deaf in my left ear, more or less.
It's much harder to blow your ear.
Ever since that plane tried to break my skull.
Gotta be careful about that.
Apparently.
TSA will mess you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's sad.
I mean, If I were out and about on a hot day, and I popped into a gas station and grabbed a cold Canada's, I think it'd be okay.
I'd get the vanilla.
I would too.
Also, one thing I feel like we need to address is drinking a whole can of this would be a lot.
Oh god.
Yeah. Either of these, actually.
I'm so glad we didn't get, like, 3 cans of vanilla, which is what I would have done if it were me.
You would have had to drink a whole can.
Yeah, I would have bought enough cans for everybody.
This would have been 3 times as long soda cast.
It still wouldn't have been as bad as the time we tried to review those 4 energy drinks in that one day.
That was the best, though. You went so fast.
I had to go fast.
Go fast.
We gotta find a Haitian energy drink. It needs to happen.
Yeah. That's why I haven't, like, pre-scheduled any time for the soda cast on the cruise, because I don't know when or where we're gonna find anything.
I'm going on that picture of safety that is the Haitian zip line, so that should be fun.
There you go.
So you could celebrate my death with some Haitian energy drinks.
We'll disrespect your energy, your memory. Your energy memory. Total Recall in theaters. Maybe it's because I'm full of delicious burger. I just don't want it.
You're honor bound.
I know, it's the worst.
I'm also kind of full, yeah. This is like...
It's a very filling bev.
I feel like there's a Shaq joke there somewhere, but
Bev, big head, Rocco's mom.
Man,
only 90s kids will get this podcast. Still. I'm gonna try to say that every episode from now on.
Is that the only people who downloaded? Is that weird?
Probably. Aren't we all my 90s kids?
Sure.
We am.
I don't know what that means. Really.
Right. How much did Creighton betray me? Oh, a little bit.
Oh, a little.
The betrayal.
One-fifth of a glass of betrayal.
Yeah, like, I was feeling fine, and now I'm just, like, painfully full.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, it's like, this is producing an unreasonable amount of carbonation.
Yeah.
In my gut. It's reacting with burgers.
Like, I don't know if I want to go socialize right away.
I'm going to just punch myself in the stomach until...
Oh, that's disgusting.
Until it forces all of the air out.
These are all wet.
Ew.
As they say on Tumblr, I'm going to come on and slam the rest of this soda. Because Tumblr doesn't know that Shaq isn't in Space Jam. You racist-ass bastards. I'm posting this to Tumblr in the goddamn Shaq tag. You pieces of shit. You heard it here first. You'll never stop hearing it. I'm so mad.
I'm sad it took me that long to realize what you were talking about when you were talking about that earlier.
Oh, that was the worst idea. I don't think it's, like, super offensive and bad. Like, I've definitely had worse drinks. It's just disappointing and unremarkable.
Yeah. It tastes like...
And I'm not going to make a Shaq's acting career joke. That's played out.
You just got dunked on by Shaq, and you're crushed, but it was a unique event that you wouldn't pass up again.
Hold the phone. I've got my analogy.
Okay.
I was expecting a slam dunk, but this is clearly one of his free throws. 45.
No, that clap was too fast.
Sprouts. But it was quieter.
Yeah, mine is behind the table. Yeah, I don't really have a good analogy. It's like the very middle of the road one, but worse. So, 40.
John fucking closed my calculator. Opening.
I didn't close it.
The fucking navigator.
I will go in the navigator again. Yeah.
You're just gonna undercut all my scores by 5. Bitter man.
And the
Creighton? I'm gonna give it a 36.
Somewhere around there.
Oh, my phone's rebooting.
Yeah, it's...
You insulted Tumblr, so your phone rebooted.
Tumblr knows what it did.
This soda reminds me a lot of the really generic orange soda that they used to have, like, everywhere when I was a kid. And I drank so much of that when I was a kid, and I loved it, that now I cannot stand the stuff anymore.
You didn't know any better.
I didn't. And now I do, is the problem.
We've all got those...
You can look back with regret, or you can realize you've grown.
I have grown, but I still don't like orange soda.
Well, yeah.
You've grown into a man that doesn't like orange soda.
At least not this orange soda. So the scores are at, what, 45, 40, and whatever I give it?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to go with a 34 this time.
Oh, monster. I don't have to do the math. It's 39.6 repeating.
I like the thirds.
Yeah. That's what we're going to get.
Non-terminating decimals, what we need.
So let's start up a little conversation, because this is a really short one. What are some other foods that you had a lot of at one point in your life and now can no longer stomach?
Ooh.
This is why I don't buy Sriracha. Because I just ram-jammed like half a bottle in the course of a month or two. And I was just like, you know what? I'm done with all chili flavor.
For a while in college, I would eat a lot of olives as a snack.
Whoa.
And I had, like, a whole big jar of olives, and then my whole dorm got the stomach flu, and now olives are awful.
I once made a Mexican lasagna, and it involved olives, but I got whole olives instead of sliced, and I put the entire can in there.
Biting into so biting like the lasagna olive. And getting a whole olive is, like, the grossest thing I can think of.
So, and you'd get like a moderately sized slice, and there'd be like eight of them in there.
That's like a tapenade.
I'm back on the black olive train. I can get some black olives in me nowadays, but man, did I not do that for a while.
You're
just
disgusting.
Like, oh, delicious. Oh, that's an entire olive or two. Sometimes there'd be two in a bite, and you didn't know.
Well,
you couldn't know. Even though the olives are fucking huge.
Another thing for me is peanut M&Ms. I just did not know when to stop peanut M&Ms. I had more than one bad experience involving peanut M&Ms, and I just didn't learn.
I almost bought
can't do
some,
it anymore.
I almost bought some peanut M&Ms at the Publix today. I'm glad I did.
Ooh.
Show us on the M&M doll where they touched you.
Right here.
No, I.
Those are some creepy spokespersons. Those M&Ms.
Yeah, they're weird.
Shouldn't
they are constantly getting murdered.
You shouldn't have spokespersons that you are murdering. Seems weird.
And also totally want a bone, right?
That's the weird thing, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or have them talk about boning each other.
Yeah.
It was all fine
until, like, the green M&M show.
I mean, you gotta get more M&Ms somehow, but we don't even know how that sausage is made.
M&M sausage.
M&M sausage is how it's made.
Yeah,
I can't
get on board of, like, just the standard M&Ms or, like, a Hershey's chocolate bar or anything. They just taste like fish dirt.
I wonder if anyone has written M&M spokesperson fan fiction.
Yes. Yes, they have.
Oh.
I've seen it.
Good God.
I have a DeviantArt account. I've been to some dark places.
Sometimes you just click
latest uploads, no filters, and you just want to die.
Gouge your eyes out.
That's not enough, John.
So much Sonic the Hedgehog.
So much Kim Possible.
Oof.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That is not right.
Mm-mm.
What is
why you
there?
Shouldn't ever go to DeviantArt.
Yeah, just don't do it.
No, not even once. Same thing applies to fanfiction.net. More so.
Here's how bad DeviantArt is. We didn't do this when I said the word Tumblr. Yeah, let that soak in for a second.
Well, Tumblr is too wide.
It's got butt two seats.
It's double wide.
I cannot upload pictures from here. I don't have any data.
No data.
No data.
There's free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but it's on my phone.
Oh.
Yeah. My phone's super weird. So
should we keep stretching? Are we stretching some more still? We're just gonna do that.
Stretching. Yeah.
This episode is about as good as how we feel right now. I can promise you that. As I cough during that sentence.
Full, but you don't know why.
Unsatisfyingly full.
Unsatisfyingly full.
Like an M&M of the night. see you later, soda pals. Let's just end it there.
Yeah.